According to U.S. Census Bureau statistics released in mid-2014, almost 110 million Americans, more than one-third of the total population, were living on some form of government assistance. This number included more than 51 million receiving food stamps and 83 million collecting Medicaid, with some collecting from more than one program, and does not reflect the more than 5 million persons receiving government retirement benefits. Consider that this same Census Bureau reported that the number of full-time private sector workers, in other words, those Americans who got up and went to a job every morning, numbered only 86.4 million. Of a total of 103 million full-time, year-round workers, almost 17 million worked for the government. This includes 12.5 million who worked for state and local governments and 4 million federal employees, all of whom are paid by tax money from the public treasury. It doesn't take a math whiz to realize that a nation with only 86 million full-time private sector workers cannot sustain 110 million living off government benefits. A collapse appears imminent. Such statistics support the words of the French historian Alexis de Tocqueville, who, after traveling in the U.S. in the early 1800s, wrote, "The American Republic will endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's money." Anyone who has ever done his own taxes realizes that he cannot pay out more money than he has received for very long. This is why a growing number of citizens believe that people receiving government subsistence, other than entitlements earned by years of work, should not be able to vote. They see this as a clear conflict of interest, as a welfare recipient's vote will always go to whoever promises them the most from public funds. Some welfare critics believe an application for government benefits should be a voluntary renunciation of the right to vote. Alfred W. Evans, in a November 18, 2010 letter to the editor of the Waco, Texas Tribune-Herald, reflected the views of many who wish to change the current American system when he wrote, "Put me in charge of food stamps. I'd get rid of Lone Star cards. No cash for ding-dongs or ho-hos, just money for 50-pound bags of rice and beans, blocks of cheese and all the powdered milk you can haul away. If you want steak and frozen pizza, then get a job. Put me in charge of Medicaid. The first thing I'd do is to get women Norplant birth control implants or tubal ligations. Then we'll test recipients for drugs, alcohol, and nicotine, and document all tattoos and piercings. If you want to reproduce and use drugs, alcohol, smoke, or get tats and piercings, then get a job. Put me in charge of government housing. Ever live in a military barracks? You will maintain your property in a clean and good state of repair. Your home will be subject to inspections any time, and possessions will be inventoried. If you want a plasma TV or an Xbox 360, then get a job and your own place."